Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis. We are holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. First, the Mishnah is going to teach us a little bit more about Ma'amer and how that relates to two Yevamos that come by Yisechad, as well as one Yevama that really comes on account of two different brothers. And then we're going to have a Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph that is going to introduce us to a Shas Sugya that we're going to have in today's Daf of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. We're going to talk about when you have two Isurim, the way we segue into that discussion is if you have a Yevama, let's say, that's Achos Ishto, that you're not allowed to, she's nervous to you, she's Achos Ishto, you're not allowed to do Yibum, and one does Yibum on her, so which Isser did you violate? Did you violate Achos Ishto? Did you violate Esha Sachiv? Did you violate both Isurim? Can two Isurim be Chal on the same person? That's going to lead us into the discussion of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. The Gemara is going to discuss the details of that rule, Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel. So this is a Shas Sugya, comes up in a number of Masechtas and Chulin and Kiddushin elsewhere in Shas. So that's the primary topic of today's daf. Let's begin though with the Mishnah. Al Lamed Aleph and Beis, says the Mishnah, Gimel Achin Nesuin Gimel Nachrios. If you have three brothers who are married to three separate women who are unrelated to each other, Umeisachon Mehen. So Reuven dies, Va'asaba Hasheni Ma'amer, and then Shimon does Ma'amer on Mrs. Reuven. So instead of doing Yibum on her, which he was absolutely permitted to do, and he could have done had he wanted to, and instead of doing a Chalitza, which he also could have done, he did Ma'amer. He did this form of what we'll call Kiddushin midrabanan v'meis, and then Shimon dies. So now there's Mrs. Shimon coming on account of Shimon, and you have Mrs. Reuven, who was originally married to Reuven, but Shimon had done ma'amiran, and now Levi is faced with both of them. What does Levi do with Mrs. Shimon and Mrs. Reuven? Hare elu cholzos v'lo misyavmos. The halacha is you do chalitza and not yibum, says the Tanakama. Shenemar umeis echad mehen yevama yavo aleha.
That you can only do Yibum when there's only the Zika of one Yavam, but if it's a Zika of two Yavamin, then you can't do Yibum.
And since Mrs. Reuven is coming on account of not only Reuven, her original husband, because that was never taken care of with Yibum or Chalitza, she's also coming on account of Shimon, because she was somewhat connected to Shimon through Shimon's act of Ma'amer. She's coming on account of two different brothers. You can't do Yibum on a woman who's coming on account of two different brothers. Rabbi Shimon says, "Miyavim le'izu sheyirtze v'cholitz l'shnia." That no, you could do yibum on one of them as long as you do chalitza on the other one, and it doesn't matter which one is which. You could do yibum on whichever one and chalitza on whichever one. The way Rabbi Shimon seems to understand is that there is a suffix whether Ma'amir accomplishes anything, but it either does or it doesn't. So if Ma'amir makes Mrs. Reuven into Eshes Shimon, it's as if he did Yibum, and therefore she's really considered like Shimon's wife. So now it's Ki'ilu Shimon died and left two wives. One of those wives you're allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza, and the other one doesn't need anything. If, however, the Ma'amir accomplished nothing, well then both of these women need to be taken care of. One of whom is on account of Reuven's death, and the other on account of Shimon's death. So you can't do Yibum on both of them, just in case they're both Shimon's wives. So you can't, because you can't do Yibum on two wives of Shimon. You can do Chalitza on both of them, that would be permissible also, but doing Yibum on one and Chalitza on the other is the maximum that one is able to do. Certainly Yibum on one and not doing anything on the other is not going to help either, because maybe one is coming on account of Reuven and one is coming on account of Shimon, so just taking care of one of them isn't going to help either. Because of that suffix, we're not sure if Ma'amir accomplishes anything or doesn't accomplish anything. That's why he says you do Yibum on one of them and Chalitza on the other one. Says the Gemara, V'izikas beiz yivamin da'oraisa, Chalitza nami. Well, if we hold, going back on the Shita of the Rabbanan, if you hold that the din of Zikas Beis Yevamin is a din da'araisa, that you don't do any Yibum on someone who's coming on account of
two brothers, so you shouldn't even need chalitza either. Says the Gemara, that must not be a din d'oraisa. El midrabanan, it's a gzera midrabanan. Ugzera shemri yamru beiz yivamos habos mi bayis echad misyavmos. So we're afraid that people are going to say that if you have two yivamos that come from the same bayis, that come from the same house, that come, let's say Shimon was married to two women, that people are going to think that you could be miyabim both of them. That's why we don't allow, even in the case where all Shimon did was maimer, we don't allow doing yibum on both of them. But Eino Chinami, on a daraisa level, yibum could have been done on both of them. Why don't we say to do yibum on one of them and chalitza on one of them? Well, gzeira shamiyamu, we're afraid of that also, because we're afraid people are going to say that you could have Shimon being married to two women and dying, and then Levi doing yibum on one of those women and chalitza on the other one of those women. And that's no good. You only, when a man dies and he leaves multiple wives, you only need to do yibum v'chalitza on yibum or chalitza on one of the wives. If we require in this case to do yibum on one and chalitza on the other, people are going to think that in any case where a man dies and leaves two wives, that you're supposed to do yibum on one and chalitza on the other. We don't want that to happen. So says Gemara v'yomru. What's so terrible about that? I mean, chalitza, you don't lose anything. It's just it's an ordeal, but you don't lose anything by doing a chalitza. So what do we care? So in a case where Reuven dies and he leaves five wives, so someone's going to do yibum on the first one and four, and chalitza on the next four. Big deal. Why is that? Why would we lose even if people make that mistake? What do we lose from that mistake? Answers the Gemara. You're right. Id miyabim v'hadar chalitz hachinami. If it happens the way we just said it plays out, where the yibum happens first and then all the chalitzas, then you're right. Then we don't lose anything. It's just chalitzas for no reason. No, the concern is that he might do chalitza on one of the women first and then do the yibum on another one of the wives. And that's aser. Once you're ready, you do a chalitza on one of the wives of a deceased brother, you're no longer allowed to do yibum. It's asher lo yibana. You already chose not to build your brother's house, so it's aser to do yibum on any of the others. That's what we're concerned about in our Mishnah, according to the Rabbanan. We're worried that if Shimon had done ma'amer on Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon dies, leaving behind Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon, if we tell you to do yibum on one, chalitz on the other, people are going to think that in general, when a man dies and leaves multiple wives, that you do yibum on one, chalitz on the other, and if people think that, they might do that in the reverse order. They might do chalitz on one, and then yibum on the other, and that would be terrible. Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, kivan shaloban, once you make the decision not to build your brother's home by doing a chalitza, shuv lo yibana, you can't change your mind, it's over, you're not allowed to go and do yibum on her or any of the other wives. Amar Rava, nasan get the ma'amaro. What if a man gives a get to deal with the maimer? Now, generally speaking, if a person gives a get to someone that's to a woman that's zakuk to him, to one of his yivamos, so that's a different story. In general, the halacha is, as is obviously clear to us by now, that when a woman falls into a yibum situation, there are two ways, mida or raisa, that can be addressed. That could be addressed by doing yibum, or it could be addressed by doing chalitza. However, the Mishnah Daf Nunam Beis says that if a yavam gives a get to his yavama before he's koneser, it's usher for him to be koneser afterwards. If he gives her a get, that takes away the possibility of yibum. And the Gemara explains that the get, it doesn't work on a daraisa level, because a get can't address a zika on a daraisa level. A get only addresses a marriage on a daraisa level, not a zika. Zika is only addressed, like we said, either through yibum or through chalitza. But midrabanan, even though minatar chalitza is mafkia the zika, and a get is not midrabanan, there it goes there, that a get should have a din like a chalitza, that it asers her on the yavam, and on the other brothers. Because if we were to be matir to the yavam after he already gave a get to address the zika, people are going to think that after a chalitza she's also muteres to the yavam or to the other brothers. So we aser her on the yavam and on the other brothers once he gives a get. That's when you give a get to address a zika. Now a yavam can also be mekadesh the yavam midrabanan. That's what we call maimer. And the din is that the yavam could be megaresh with with a get to get rid of that kiddushin, to get rid of that mimer. The Gemara is going to say we have a suffix whether the yavam that's mekadish that does mimer on his yavama can give a get for only his mimer or for only his zika. Meaning, let's say he gives a get, but he says I only want this get to address one of our relationships. Meaning, when his brother died, there was an automatic zika created between him and this woman. When he did Mimer, it was more than an automatic Zika. There was a Kiddushin Durabanan that he had done. Now a get does something to each of those things. To a Zika, a get works on a Durabanan level like a Chalitza. It will make her Aser to him and Aser to all the brothers. On the Mimer, it will work to get rid of the Mimer, to make it as if he never did the Kiddushin Midurabanan. So that's what our Gemara is addressing. That what if he gave a get, but the get was only lima amaro. The get was only to address the mimer. So do we assume that it's like a chalitza, and he's asher to all of the other wives as well, because it's like he did a chalitza on a drabana level, it's just like giving a get for the zika? Or do we say, no, it's as if he never did mimer, and it's a, you go back to square one. It's as if he never did mimer, and now he could still do yibum on one of the other wives. So amarava, nasan get lima amaro. If he gave a get to a woman he did Maimran, Hutra Tsarasa, Avalhi Asura. The Tsara is mutter now, but she remains Asur, the Michlafa Bibalas get. Because we could easily confuse her for a case where a normal Zika receives a get. Ikada Amri Amarava, others say that Rava said, Nasan get Lama Amaro, that if a person gives a get to a woman that he did Maimran, Hutra Afiluhi, even she becomes Mutares. My Taima, why would even she become Mutares? My David Bashakle. All he had done to distinguish her from the other wives was Mimer. Now he had undone that Mimer by giving a get. So all the get accomplishes when you're giving the get to adjust the Mimer is it erases the Mimer. It's not considered like giving a get for a regular Zika, because he didn't give the get for the sake of the Zika. He gave the get for the Mimer, and therefore it erased the Mimer. So now he's allowed to do Yibum Chalitza, Yibum or Chalitza on any one of them, including the woman he originally did the Mimer on. But that's the end of our discussion about Mimer for the time being. Says the Mishnah now, Shnei Achin Nisum Shnei Achios. This Mishnah is going to teach us a halacha that at this point is not a chiddush at all, and the Gemara is going to point out that it's not a chiddush at all, but as we said before, it's going to introduce a very major shas sugya. Shnei Achin Nisum Shnei Achios. Two brothers who are married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon, married to Rachel and Leah. Umeis Echad Mehen. Reuven dies, V'achar kach mesa ishto shel sheni. And then Shimon's wife dies. So when Reuven died, Reuven's wife cannot, there is no Yibum v'chalitza on Reuven's wife, because Shimon was already married to her sister, so she's achos ishto. But what if Shimon's wife subsequently dies? Now Reuven's wife is no longer achos ishto. Still, harezu asura alav alamis, Reuven's wife remains asura to Shimon forever, ho v'nesra alav sha achas. Since at that first moment, when she was first nofelis liyibum, when her husband first died, she was asura to Shimon, because Shimon was still married at that point to her sister, she remains asura to Shimon forever. We don't say that once Shimon's wife dies, that she now has a mitzvah of yibum. We look at the mitzvah of yibum at the moment of the death of the husband, and at that moment there was no mitzvah of yibum, so she remains asura to Shimon forever. Frek the Gemara Pshita. Isn't this obvious? Hashto ma hasam tlo mitchi mehai besa legamri. Amrit lo, hacha tka mitchi mehai besa lo kol shekein. We just learned on Daf Lamed Aben Aleph that if you have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, and the third brother is married to someone who's unrelated, and then Reuven dies, and Levi, the one who's married to someone unrelated, marries Mrs. Reuven, does Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon's wife dies, and then Levi dies, she's also, Mrs. Reuven is still Asura to Shimon. Because when Mrs. Reuven first was faced with a situation of Yibum, Shimon was not allowed to do that Yibum. even though Mrs. Reuven was still in the family at that point, because she was able to do the Yibum with Levi. So there was never a moment where she was removed from the family in that case. And still we said, it doesn't matter, since she was never Muteris to Shimon when Reuven died, she's not going to be Muteris to Shimon even when Levi dies. So even in that case, we said she remains Aser. So if in that case where there were three brothers, where she was not completely thrown away or moved away from this family entirely, because she was still going to be able to do Yibum with Levi, and in fact she did, Amrit Lo, we still say that Shimon is always going to be Asura to marry her. Over here in our case, where there are only two brothers, and when Reuven died, Shimon was still married to her sister, so at that point she was completely out of this family, she had nothing to do with this family. Lo Kolshkin, all the more so that obviously Shimon is going to be Asura to her. What is this Mishnah adding? Answers the Gemara, Tana Hatana Beresha Vahachaz Yilatera. Originally, the previous Mishnah was taught, and in the case of the previous Mishnah, we thought that it would taka be mutter. In the case of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, where when Reuven dies, Levi does the Yibum on Reuven's wife, and then Shimon's wife dies, and then Levi dies, we actually thought that that would be mutter, that it would be mutter for Shimon to do the Yibum. That was the original thought. Vishaya Vahadar Chazili Surah, but then the Tanaim changed their minds, and they said, you know what, even in the case with the three brothers, it's going to be Aser for Shimon to do the Yibum. So once they came up with that great Chiddush, that it's Aser for Shimon to do the Yibum, even when she was not Midchia Mehai Beis Legamri, even when she never had a moment where she was removed from this family, so that became a very beloved Chiddush, because it's a big Chiddush. Va'idi d'chaviv alei Akhtama. Once that became the beloved Chiddush, we mentioned that first, that Mishnah first. Mishnah lo zaza mimakoma. But our Mishnah was already taught, so we kept our Mishnah there, even though now that we have the other Mishnah, our Mishnah is no longer a Chiddush, but we had our Mishnah when we thought that the other Mishnah was not true, when we thought that in the case of the other Mishnah it would be Mutter, we needed our Mishnah to tell me that in our case it's going to be Asur. So once our Mishnah was written, even though the change of heart in terms of what the halacha was going to be in the other Mishnah made our Mishnah completely unnecessary, we keep our Mishnah in place anyway. The Mishnah is Lo Zaza Mimakoma. Tanu Rabbanan. Ba'aleha, given the case of our Mishnah, where Shimon is not allowed to do Yibum on Reuven's wife because Shimon was married to Reuven's wife's sister, so he's not allowed to do Yibum on Reuven's wife. What if he does? What if he tries to do Yibum on Reuven's wife? What Avera did he violate? Did he violate the Avera of his wife's sister, of Achos Ishto, or did he violate the Avera of Eishas Achiv, of a brother's wife, Shelo B'makom Mitzvah? Chayiv ala mishum Eishas Ach, Rabbi Yossi says, you're chayav for both for Eishes Achiv and for Achos Ishto. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Einu chayav el mishum Eishes Ach bilvad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're only chayav for your brother's wife. Vatanya, but wait a second, we had another brisa that said that Rabbi Shimon Omer Einu chayav el mishum Achos Isha bilvad. That yeah, the Rabbi Shimon says you're only chayav for one Isser, but it's the other one, that you're only chayav for your wife's sister, not for your brother's wife. So which is it? I get that Rabbi Shimon holds you're not chayav for both of them, but which one does Rabbi Shimon hold is the real thing that you're chayav for? Is it Achos Ishto or is it Eishes Achiv? Says Mor Lo Kasha. Kan shenasa chay v'achar kach nasa meis. It depends which Isser came first in terms of your relationship with this woman. If Shimon was married to his wife before Reuven ever got married to his wife, Mrs. Reuven was first Asura to Shimon as his wife's sister, and only then became his brother's wife. So then, if Shimon sleeps with her, it will be in violation of his wife's sister. That was what came first. But if Reuven had married his wife before Shimon had married his wife, so Mrs. Reuven had first become Asur to Shimon as his brother's wife, and only subsequently became Asur to him in addition because of Achos Ishto. Therefore, if he sleeps with her, it's only a violation of Eishes Achiv. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Heichad Nasa Meis V'Acharkach Nasa Chai. When Reuven got married first, and then Shimon got married, Kivan the Isra Achos Isha Lo Chayil Tisyavim Yavume. The Isra of Achos Isha never was Chal, because the first Isra to be Chal was the Isra of Eshes Achiv, and therefore that should be the only Isra that's in play. And if that's the case, why can't you do Yibum? Meaning, in general, whenever you have a brother married to someone, that's always an Isra of Eshes Achiv, and the halacha is that when the brother dies, that Isra goes away, and there's a mitzvah called Yibum. So we hear as well, if the Isra of Achos Ishto could never be Chal, because at the time that Shimon got married, she was already, his wife's sister was already Eshes Achiv, so the Isra of Achos Ishto could have never been Chal, all you have is the Isra of Eshes Achiv. And one thing we know about the Isra of Eshes Achiv is that when the brother dies, you do Yibum. So why don't you do Yibum in this case? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Isra Achos Isha Mitla Tali V'Kai. It's not that the Isra of Achos Isha disappears because it had no makom to be chal, it just runs away and never comes back. No, it's hovering. The Isra of Achos Isha is hanging and it's waiting for a spot to land. It just can't land on an existing Isra. So Ipaka Isra Eshes Ach, as soon as the Isra of Eshes Ach goes away, by Reuven dying, Asi Isra Achos Isha V'chayil. The Isra of Achos Isha lands on that woman, and she, she remains Asr as Achos Ishto. So that's still going to happen. V'hilkach lopaka, and therefore, that Isra doesn't go away, and that's why Shimon is not allowed to do Yibum on Mrs. Reuven, on Reuven's wife. V'savra v'yosi Isra chala l'Isra. But wait a second. Now let's go back and analyze Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Rabbi Yossi is the one that said in the Braisa that if Shimon were to try to do Yibum on Reuven's wife, in our case, he violates two Isurim. He violates Achos Ishto and Eshes Achiv. That implies that Rabbi Yossi holds that one Isra can be chal on another Isra, that you can have two coexisting Isurim. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold Isra chal al Isra? V'atanya, where we have a Braisa, Avra Avera Sheyesh Ba Shtei Misos Nidon Bechamura. If a person violates an Avera for which he should be chay of two Misos, he's punished with the more severe of the two Misos. Rabbi Yossi Omer Nidon Bezika Harishona Haba'alav. He says, no, you don't give the more severe of the two, you give the first relationship, whatever the Misa would be for the first relationship that happened. What are we talking about? V'tanya, the Brice explains, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yossi Nidon Bezika Harishona Haba'alav. What does it mean, you give him the punishment for the first of the two relationships? Chamoso V'nasis Eishas Ish Nidon Bechamoso. Let's say a man gets married, and at the time that he gets married, his mother-in-law is single. His mother-in-law is an almana. So at the time that he gets married, his mother-in-law becomes asura to him just as a mother-in-law, not as an eshes ish. And then subsequently, his mother-in-law gets married, so now she becomes an eshes ish. Rabbi Yossi says, if he sleeps with his mother-in-law, it's a violation of chamoso. It's not a violation of eshes ish. That it's only nidam chamoso because that was the first relationship that he had, but not eshes ish. Now the but if it was the reverse, Eshes Ish, Menasses Chamoso, let's say his mother-in-law was married at the time that he got married to his wife, so his mother-in-law was already Asura to him even before he got married to his wife, because his mother-in-law was already an Eshes Ish, and then when he got married to his wife, she also became Chamoso, right? Let's assume in the more typical case, where when a young couple gets married, the mother-in-law is married to her husband already, the mother-in-law is already married, so she's first an Eshes Ish, and then she becomes chamoso, then nidon beishas ish, then he gets punished as an eishas ish, even though the punishment for sleeping with an eishas ish is less severe than the sreifa that you would get for chamoso. Chamoso is sreifa, eishas ish is chenek. So even though it's the less severe of the two isurim, so clearly Rabbi Yossi is not just saying, oh, both isurim are chal and kam lebid rabbinei, just give him the more severe of the two isurim. No, he's saying that only the first isur is chal. The second isur apparently is not chal, and that's why you get the first isur even if it's the less severe of the two isurim. You always get the first of the two isurim. So bottom line, we have a question. How come Rabbi Yossi says, in the case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi had said in a Braisa that if Shimon is Boel, Eshes Ru'uvein, he's in violation of two isurim, of Eshes Ach and Achos Ishto, I we see over here Rabbi Yossi holds a nisr chal al isr, that a nisr can't be chal on an already existing isr? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avo, Moda Rabbi Yossi, be isr mosif. Rabbi Yossi is going to be Moda that an isr can be chal on another isr when it's an isr mosif. What is isr mosif? Is when you have the cheftza, it becomes usr for more people. The same cheftza shel isr, but now the isr is expanded to more people. Meaning the isr of Eshes Ach is an isr mosif, because originally when he married her sister and she was and this girl was single, she became usr as achos isha, but she was muteres to all of the other brothers, because Shimon was the only brother that was married to her sister. So Mrs. Reuven, who had not yet been married to Reuven, was only achos isha to Shimon, was not a problem to anybody else. Once she got married to Reuven, it became an isser mosif. She is the chefza shel isser. She became aser on all the other brothers as well, on Levi Yehuda, everybody else also. So that became an isser mosif, and that's why, because it's an isser mosif, it could be that second isser can be chal as well. If you look at Rashi, isser mosif shu chal al isser kigon isser Rabbi Yossi's mode, that an isser mosif could be chal on an existing isser kigon isser eishes ach de mosif hu. The isser of eishes ach is an isser mosif. Originally, when Shimon married Mrs. Reuven's sister, and Mrs. Reuven was still single, Nesra loved Mishum Achos Isha. Mrs. Reuven was only Yasser because of being Shimon's wife's sister. Umuteres the Kalachiv, but she was Mrs. Reuven was still Muteres, not only to Reuven, who she was not yet married to, but to Levi Yehuda and all the other brothers. Nisis Lechemen, once Mrs. Reuven got married to Reuven, Nesra al Kulan. Now she becomes Aser to Levi Yehuda and all the other brothers, Mishumeshazach. Va'achshav nitosav Israelei legabe shar achiv. So that's an additional Isser regarding the other brothers. Umigo dechayel shem Eshazach Allah legabe shar achiv. Once she could be labeled as Eshazach with regard to the other brothers, Shaisu Mutarislam, who she was previously mutter to, Chal nami Hashem azel legabe didei. That shem of Eshazach is going to be Chal legabe Shimon as well. V'yafogav dasira leve kaima, even though she was already also to Shimon anyway. Aval Eshaz Ish v'nasis chamoso, but in the case of Eshes Ish, who then subsequently becomes the mother-in-law, midchilo is asura l'kol ha'olam mishum Eshes Ish. There's no additional people that she's going to become asura to when she becomes this guy's mother-in-law. She was already asura the whole world because she was an Eshes Ish. Nasa zez bita enis zeroy lahosav la imacherim deneim amigud chay leichol nami aledahai. You can't say that there's going to be any more people included in the Yisr, that because it's chal and those other people, the Yisr of Chamoso is going to be chal on him as well. No, the Yisr of Chamoso has no place to be chal. The Chamoso of Nasa Eshes Ish, what about the reverse? What if she was a mother-in-law first, then she became an Eshes Ish? Then yeah, then Vada Yisr Mosif who? Then for sure it's a case of Yisr Mosif. Shem Tchila Asru L'Zar Mutaris Kol Olam, Nasa Eshes Ish, she tells a Vai Shema Lo L'Gabi Kuli Alma. Originally she was Mutaris to everybody except for him, except for the son-in-law. Now she becomes Asru to everyone, she becomes an Eshes Ish. And therefore both Yisurim are chal on him. Why does Rabbi Yossi say Nidon b'chamoso? He says, yeah, Nidon b'chamoso, in that case, not because that's the only Isser in play. Enochinami, she's an Eshes Ish also. Chamoso is just the more severe of the two Isurim. And that's why he's going to be punished with the more severe, with the Sreifa, rather than with the Chedek. So that's the way Rabbi Vo explains Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Generally speaking, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but by Isser Mosif, we're going to say that Isser is Chalal Isser. Says the Gemara Teina, Checha Denasa Chai, V'achar Kach Nasa Meis. That makes a lot of sense if Shimon was married first, and then Reuven got married. I understand what the Isser Mosif is. Migo di Tosef Isser Legabe Achim, Itosef Isser Legabe Didei. Because by Reuven getting married to Mrs. Reuven, Mrs. Reuven now becomes Asura to Levi and Yehuda, the other brothers as well. So I understand that Isser of Eshes Achiv is going to be Chal on Legabe Shimon as well. Elehecha Denasa Meis V'achar Kach Nasa Chai. But what if Reuven had gotten married first? So she was Eshes Achiv before she was Achos Ishto. My Isser Mosavika. What's the Isser Mosif when she becomes Achos Ishto of Shimon? Where is the Isser Mosif? v'chi teim, and if you're going to say migu de itzer bekulu achvasa hayisr kolalu, and if you're going to say, oh, the isr mosif is that now Shimon becomes asura to all the other sisters, because all the other sisters, not Mrs. Ruvain and Mrs. Shimon, all the other sisters now also become asura to Shimon, and therefore the isr of achos ishto should be chal on Mrs. Ruvain as well. No, that's not called Isra Mosif. That's called Isra Kolel. Isra Kolel is not... Isra Mosif is when the same Cheftza Shel Isra becomes Asr to more people. Isra Kolel is where there are more Cheftza Shel Isra. Meaning Mrs. Reuven was Asr to Shimon anyway. She's not becoming Asr to any more people. But Shimon now becomes Asr to more... He now has more Cheftza Shel Isra. He has an Isra on all the other sisters, if there are other sisters besides from Mrs. Reuven and Mrs. Shimon. That would be Yisr Kolel. That's not called Yisr Mosif. Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava explains, the best way to explain the Shitas Rav Yossi is Malani Alav Ki'ilu Asr Shtayim Ve'enu Chayiv Ela Achas. When Rav Yossi says that if Shimon does Yibum on Reuven's wife, that he's Chayiv Shtayim, doesn't really mean he's Chayiv Shtayim. It's as if he did two Averos, but he's only going to be Chayiv for one of them. Meaning, but we still treat it on some metaphysical level like he did two Averos, as if he did a much worse Isser. V'chein Ki Asr Rav Nam Rav Yochanan Malani Alav Ki'ilu Asr Beis Ve'enu Chayiv Ela Achas. We treat it as if he did two averus, even though in reality he only did one avera. My nafkamina, well, what does that mean? If in reality he's only going to be punished once anyway, so what difference does it make? We're not going to call it two isurim. What do you mean? It says if he did two averus. L'kavro ben rishayim gemurim. Nafkamina is how bad of a rasha is he? The halacha is that in the cemetery he's supposed to bury Rishayim Eitzel Rishayim and Tzadikim Eitzel Tzadikim. You're not supposed to mix. You're not supposed to bury Tzadikim Eitzel Rishayim. But not only that, the Mishnah Sanhedrin teaches us that in the Beis Din, they'd have a separate area in the Beis HaKvaros for Chiyuvei Skilo Shreifa and a separate area for Chiyuvei Harag V'chanek, because Skilo and Shreifa are more severe, and people who violate Averus as a Chayiv Skilo and Shreifa for are bigger Rishayim than people who violate only Harag V'chanek, and therefore they need to be buried in different places. So here also, this guy, whoever the guy is, whether you have a guy who violates only Achos Ishto, or a guy who violates only Eish HaSachiv, or a guy who violates both, he's a Rasha anyway. But if he violated both, he's a bigger Rasha, and you have to put him in a different spot in the cemetery. Shulchan Aruch paskens this halacha in Siman Shin Samach Beis in Yerodea, that ain kovrin Rasha Itzel Tzadik, afilu Rasha Chamor Itzel Rasha Kal, that you're not allowed to put a Rasha Chamor Itzel Rasha Kal, and the same is true by a Tzadik and a Kasher and a Beinani, Itzel Chasinu Muflag. Even if you have a regular guy, shouldn't be next to, that's why in cemeteries they have the Minag, that they have different shuls, own different sections of a cemetery, because the assumption is that people who hang out together are roughly in the same level of religious observance, because it would be crazy if we had to analyze each and every nifter and try to figure out which, try to rank him, where to put him in the cemetery. So we make certain assumptions. Achelik harabanim, and we assume that most of the rabbanim more or less are on the same level. These are very wild assumptions, both about the people in the shuls and the rabbanim. But that's the assumption that they make, just to try to be mekayim this din a little bit. However, the Shulchan Aruch says a bal tshuva can be buried etzel tzadik gamur, meaning we really hold that. That's not just cute maimer chazal to make the bali tshuva feel good or to encourage us during the time of el. A bal tshuva can actually be buried etzel tzadik gamur, because of b'makom shebali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gamur michal namur. That's something that's very serious. The bal tshuva is on the highest level. This is a sugi in Sanhedrin on daf. Mem Zayin. The post can discuss what would be the din if a guy is if you don't bury him amongst the Goyim or amongst the Rishayim, you're not going to be able to bury him at all. Let's say you have a tzaddik, but the only place you could bury him is either, let's say, in a non-Jewish cemetery or amongst Rishayim. Rav Moshe was actually asked a shayla, a wild one, Yardei Chel Dal Simen Nun Vav, where someone was buried in Russia in a non-Jewish cemetery, and when they had the ability to leave Russia, they weren't allowed to do a likud atzamos, to take his bones out. So what they did was they cremated him. They took the remains and they cremated the remains and they brought an urn to wherever, to America or to Israel, wherever they went, and they wanted to know, did they do the right thing? Should they have left him by buried Eitzel Rishayim Gemurim, because is it a violation every moment that he's left by a Rasha, or by every moment that he's left by a guy, or is it better to, but at the same time, you're not supposed to cremate the body, obviously. So people think you can't cremate the body because of Tchias HaMesim issues. That's not really the issue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mestam can figure that out, meaning a body becomes decomposed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will figure that out. So that's the issue, is just that it's usher to do, that you're not allowed to, it's a Nivla Mes, and it's usher to do this. It's a bitl of the chiyuv kvura. So Rav Moshe says that both chiyuvim are min haTorah. The chiyuv kvura is daraisa ki kavarsik brenu, and the isra kvura amongst the goyim is also daraisa from Alech Moshe Misinai, that there are bate kvaros for the Beis Din, like we said in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, has two bate kvaros because you don't bury a rasha chamer, eitzel rasha kal, and therefore for sure you don't bury Yisrael eitzel goyim v'kofrim, says Rav Moshe. Even amei aretz miYisrael, you don't bury. So it's a kolshkein from Russia and Sadiq being buried next to each other. So he said the chora, it's a suffix shave, since both Isurim are daraisa. However, he says it's mitstaver that the chiv kfura is a greater chiv than the isser of not burying Eitzel Goyim. He says it's mitstaver to say that way, because kvura is a kapara, and that kapara happens regardless of where you're buried. Being buried Eitzel Russia and being buried Eitzel Goyim, it doesn't take away from your kapara. The isser to be kover Eitzel Russia and Eitzel Goyim is an isser bi'alma of kvodo shalmeis, but it's not going to prevent the kapara from taking place. So if someone is buried, it's a Russia, it's a guy. You have to be choshesh that the averos of them are somehow going to affect him in some way. But still, the kvura, even by a Russia and by a guy, will have some sort of kapara. So Rav Moshe says, if it were up to me, I wouldn't have done what you did. I would have left him buried, because being buried itself is a kapara. But it's amazing that he even contemplates, meaning probably we would have heard that shaila, we would have said, to cremate him? How could you chas v'shalom? How could you say, of course you leave him buried? But no, there is this halacha midaraisa, that you don't bury a tzaddik next to a rasha, and you don't bury a Jew next to a non-Jew. You don't bury a Jew in a non-Jewish cemetery. So that's all part of the halacha. Now, there is a discussion the Beis HaLevi has over here. Beis HaLevi, not over here, Beis HaLevi in a tshuva, in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Daled. When we say enis rechal liser, is it only that legabe the chiyuv, that you're not going to be chayiv for the second iser, or is it that there's no iser whatsoever? He says, nafkamina, you have a chola on Yom Kippur that has to eat. And the Gemara says the halacha is in Yom Pei Gimel, machilin osa kala kal tchila, that even if someone has to eat in Yom Kippur, you try not to, you don't give him a ham sandwich just because he's got to eat in Yom Kippur. You give him the lesser iser first. So first you give him isurim kalim, and then only if that's not enough, you can get to more isurim chamurim to save his life. What if you have a chaticha shal iser, that is one iser, and then you have another chaticha that has two isurim on it, but the second iser wasn't able to be chal because of ein iser chal al iser. Should you give him the first chaticha because it only has one iser in the first place, or should you give the second chaticha because it doesn't make it, or can you give the second chaticha because since ein iser chal al iser, there's no second iser on it anyway, so it's the same as the first chaticha? Or do you say no, ein iser chal al iser is a din in onesh, but a din in what it actually is? It actually is more severe. So the Beis HaLevi is mochiach that even though ein iser chal iser, that's only a din in the onesh. But the iser is more severe, and his raya is from our Gemara. That our Gemara says, look, the guy is still going to be buried eitzel rasha chamor because he violated a situation of ein iser chal iser. That makes him a greater rasha. Well, if the second iser was never chal at all, it never became an iser bechlal, why would it make him a greater rasha? The chora, it shouldn't make him a greater rasha at all. So you see, says the Beis HaLevi, that the iser is going to be chal. There is a comment or the shach that seems otherwise. The shach in Yerodeh and some Reish Lam Chesiv Kanei writes that if someone takes a shavua nati nevela, the shavua is not chal because ein iser chal al iser. And if he's a chol and he needs to eat nevela because of his illness, he doesn't have to be matir the shavua. He can just eat that nevela because there's no difference between eating that nevela and any other nevela. There's an iser shavua. The shavua was never chal, so it doesn't matter. So the Afikayam is medayik from the Shach that he holds that when we say in Yisr Chal Isser, that there's mamish no Isser whatsoever, that the Isser is not going to be Chal at all. The Avnei Milum points out that in Shuvah Yud Beis that maybe Shvuah is different because Shvuah is not Chal because Mushmah Va'omed and he's being Mashpia Atzmo. So maybe that's different than general Enis or Chal Lisser. A Shvuah not being Chal, maybe not Chal at all, that it doesn't even create the Yisra at all. But when the Yisra exists in the world, it's just a question of whether it's Chal and Nischefta. Maybe the Yisra is Chal, it's just that the Onesh for that Yisra is not going to be Chal. And so the Avnei Milum points out that it's not so Pashud like that. There's a tshuva in the Torah Lishma where he was asked, a guy had to do forced labor wherever, in whatever country he was in, and he had an opportunity his turn was on Shabbos, and he couldn't get out of it, but he could have traded his turn with Shabbos that was also Yom Kippur, and he could have traded it for just a regular Shabbos. Is there any maila in trading it for a regular Shabbos? Do you say, so that's not really about Enes or Chal Lisser. He connects it to Enes or Chal Lisser, but L'chora, even if you hold Enes or Chal Lisser, L'gamri, that it's not Chal at all, over there it's different. It's a double Kedusha Sayom. So it's not, the Kedusha Sayom makes it a more intense Kedusha Sayom. It's that Yom Kippur and Shabbos is not just that it's Yom Kippur and it also happens to be Shabbos. It's Shabbos Yom HaKippurim. It's a hybrid Isser of a more severe nature. Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, that's what makes it more severe. So L'chor, in that case, for sure you should try to get out of it. So anyway, Ubeplukta says the Gemara, we're going to find three machlokos, which we'll close the daf with these three machlokos that are really about Isser Kolo, the Gemara is going to show. The Itmar, Zar Shashimesh B'Shabbos. What if you have a non-Kohen doing the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? How many Yisurim did he violate? Reb Chiya Omer Chayiv Shtayim. Reb Chiya says he's Chayiv twice. Bar Kapara Omer Chayiv Alachs. Bar Kapara says he's only Chayiv once. Kapitz Reb Chiya B'Nishma HaVodah Kach Shomati Mi Rebbe Shtayim. He says, what do you mean? I promise I heard that Rebbe said that he Chayiv twice. Kapitz Bar Kapara V'Nishma HaVodah Kach Shomati Mi Rebbe Yachas. Bar Kapara, not to be outdone, says, no, I promise I heard Rebbe says you only Chayiv once. Hiskel Rebbe Chiya Ladun, so Rebbe Chiya started to explain. Shabbos L'Kol Nesra. Shabbos is an Isra that's Chal on everybody and for everything. Kishuhutra B'Migdash, Eitzel Kohanim, Utra L'Kohanim, Utra V'Lo L'Zarim. When it became Hutra in the Migdash, it became Mutter for Kohanim and not for Zarim. So the Isra of a non-Kohen doing Avodah in the Beis Migdash is still Chil Shabbos. And therefore, Yesh Kan Mishum Zarus, it's a violation of a Zar trying to do the Avodah, V'yesh kan mishum Shabbos, and it's an Isra of Chil Shabbos. Hiskel Bar Kapara Ladum, and Bar Kapara said, no, Shabbos l'kol nesra. Shabbos originally, you're right, was asked for everybody. Kishu hutra b'mikdash, hutra ain't kind of Lazarus. But Shabbos doesn't apply in the Mikdash. In the Mikdash, you're allowed to do Avodah. So Avodas HaMikdash are removed from the Isra of Chil Shabbos. Memela, when the Zar does the Avodah in the base of Mikdash, he's not violating Shabbos. He's violating Zar. So it's only one Isra. That's one Machlokas. Second Machlokas. Balmum Shashimesh Betumah. You have a Balmum that's Meshamesh in the base of Mikdash Betumah. So he's Tamei and he's a Balmum doing the Avodah. He's a Kohen, but he's Tamei and he's a Balmum. Rebbe Chiya Omer Chayiv Shtayim. Rebbe Chiya says Chayiv twice. Bar Kapara Omer in Chayiv Alach. It's only Chayiv once. Kavetz Rebbe Chiya V'Nishba. Havodah Kach Shemati Mi Rebbe Shtayim. I promise I heard Rebbe said twice. Kavetz Bar Kapara V'Nishba. Havodah Kach Shemati Mi Rebbe Achas. I heard from Rebbe the only Chayiv once. Hiskel Rebbe Chiya Lodun. So he started to darshan Tumma L'Kol Nesra. Tumma is Aser for everybody. Kishu Hutra B'Migdash Eitzel Kohanim Tumimim Hutra L'Kohanim Tumimim Hutra B'Lo L'Bali Mumin. When it became Hutra in the base of Migdash for Kohanim Tumimim, it became only for Kohanim Tumimim and not for everybody else. So I mean, even though Tumma is Hutra B'Tzibur, right, we're going to allow Tumma B'Tzibur, but that's only for Kohanim Tumimim to do the Avodah. Yesh Karmishum Balimim and Yesh Karmishum Tumma. So if you have someone who's both Tamei and a Balmum, he has both Yisurim. He's violating a Balmum doing the Avodah and a Tamei doing the Avodah. Hiskel Bar Kapara Ladin. Bar Kapara said, no, I don't see it that way. Tumma L'Kol Nesra. Tumma was Aser for everybody. Kashutra B'Mikdash, Hutra in Kan El Mishum Balmum. When it was Hutar B'Mikdash, it was Hutar. Tumma B'Tzibur is Mutter. For Avodah Satzibur, it's Mutter. Period. And therefore, a guy who's a Baal Mum, who also happens to be Tamei, and he does Avodah Satzibur, is in violation of Baal Mum, but he's not in violation of Tumah. And then a third machlokas, Zor Sha'achal Malika. Malika is the way that they would slaughter birds in the Beis HaMikdash. It wouldn't be L'Shechita, it would be Malika from the back of the neck. If you do Malika anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash on a bird, it would be a Nevela. It would be absolutely Asur Mida or Raisa to eat such a bird. What if you have a non-Kohen eats from a Malika. Rabbi Chiya Omer Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Chiya says you Chayiv twice. Bar Kapara Omer Heinu Chayiv Alachas. Bar Kapara says you only Chayiv once. Kavitz Rabbi Chiya V'nishba Havoda. Kat Shemati Mi Rabbi Shtayim. I heard from Rabbi Chayiv twice. Kavitz Bar Kapara V'nishba Havoda. Kach Shemati Mi Rabbi Achas. I heard from Rabbi you only Chayiv once. Hiskle Rabbi Chiya Ladun. Rabbi Chiya Darshan as follows. Nevela Lekol Neasra. Nevela is Asra the whole world. Kishrut Rabbi Mikdashet Sulkanim Utra Lekanim Utra V'lo Lazarim. Yesh Kar Mishum Zarus V'yesh Kar Mishum Malika. When Nevela became Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's what you're supposed to do to birds in the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to do Malika, so it became only Mutter for Kohanim, but not Mutter for anybody else. And therefore, this non-Kohen is not only in violation of a Zar eating the Kachim, he's also in violation of eating Nevela. Hiskel Bar Kapara Ladum Nevela Lekol Nesra. He said, no, Nevela is Aser for everybody. Kishrut Rabbi Mikdash Hutra, but in the Beis HaMikdash it became Mutter, meaning Malika in the Beis HaMikdash is Nidon Kishchita. As far as the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, when you do Malika, that counts like regular Shchita, and therefore the Yisra Nevela is not Chal. Ein Kan Ela Mishum Zarus, and all you have is the Yisra of Zarus, of a non-Kohen eating from the Malika, but you don't have a violation of Nevela. So B'mai Kamiflegi, what is this Machlokos about? The Gemara, what are these three Machlokos about? The Gemara is going to have a couple of suggestions in tomorrow's daf, three suggestions rather in tomorrow's daf, but the first one is V'isr kolel v'alibid Rabbi Yossi, that they're arguing within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that an isr, ein isr chalal isr, what about by an isr kolel? Can you say, would you say isr chalal isr v'isr kolel? So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow will explain why each of these cases is an isr kolel, and that's why it's the yisod of these three machlokos, and then we'll move on to the other two explanations as well of what these three machlokos are about.